Living Proverbs, the old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. These are the Proverbs of King Solomon of Israel, David's son. He wrote them to teach his people how to live, how to act in every circumstance, for he wanted them to be understanding, just, and fair in everything they did. I want to make the simple-minded wise, he said. I want to warn young men about some problems they will face. I want those already wise to become the wiser and become leaders by exploring the depths of meaning in these nuggets of truth. How does a man become wise? The first step is to trust and reverence the Lord. Only fools refuse to be taught. Listen to your father and mother. What you learn from them will stand you in good stead. It will gain you many honors. If young toughs tell you, "Come and join us," turn your back on them. "We'll hide and rob and kill," they say. "Good or bad, we'll treat them all alike. And the loot we'll get, all kinds of stuff. Come on, throw in your lot with us. We'll split with you in equal shares." Don't do it, son. Stay far from men like that. For crime is their way of life, and murder is their specialty. When a bird sees a trap being set, it stays away. But not these men. They trap themselves. They lay a booby trap for their own lives. Such is the fate of all who live by violence and murder. They will die a violent death. Wisdom shouts in the streets for a hearing. She calls out to the crowds along Main Street and to the judges in their courts and to everyone in all the land. "You simpletons," she cries, "how long will you go on being fools? How long will you scoff at wisdom and fight the facts? Come here and listen to me. I'll pour out the spirit of wisdom upon you and make you wise. I have called you so often, but still you won't come. I have pleaded, but all in vain. For you have spurned my counsel and reproof. Someday you'll be in trouble, and I'll laugh. Mock me, will you? I'll mock you. When a storm of terror surrounds you, and when you are engulfed by anguish and distress, then I will not answer your cry for help. I will be too late, though you search for me ever so anxiously. For you closed your eyes to the facts, and did not choose to reverence and trust the Lord. And you turned your back on me, spurning my advice. That is why you must eat the bitter fruit of having your own way, and experience the full terrors of the pathway you've chosen. For you turned away from me to death. Your own complacency will kill you, fools. But all who listen to me shall live in peace and safety, unafraid. Every young man who listens to me and obeys my instructions will be given wisdom and good sense. Yes, if you want better insight and discernment, and are searching for them as you would for lost money or hidden treasures, then wisdom will be given you, and knowledge of God Himself. You will soon learn the importance of reverence for the Lord, and of trusting Him. For the Lord grants wisdom. His every word is a treasure of knowledge and understanding. He grants good sense to the godly, His saints. He is their shield, protecting them and guarding their pathway. He shows how to distinguish right from wrong, how to find the right decision every time. For wisdom and truth will enter the very center of your being, filling your life with joy. You will be given the sense to stay away from evil men who want you to be their partners in crime, men who turn from God's ways to walk down dark and evil paths, and exult in doing wrong, for they thoroughly enjoy their sins. Everything they do is crooked and wrong.
There's a voice I can hear in the valley, calling me from my sorrow and care. How I love that voice in the valley.
Only wisdom from the Lord can save a man from the flattery of prostitutes. These girls have abandoned their husbands and flouted the laws of God. Their houses lie along the road to death and hell. The men who enter them are doomed. None of these men will ever be the same again. Follow the steps of the godly instead and stay on the right path, for only good men enjoy life to the full. Evil men lose the good things they might have had, and they themselves shall be destroyed. My son, never forget the things I've taught you. If you want a long and satisfying life, closely follow my instructions. Never forget to be truthful and kind. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. If you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Don't be conceited, sure of your own wisdom. Instead, trust and reverence the Lord and turn your back on evil. When you do that, then you will be given renewed health and vitality. Honor the Lord by giving Him the first part of all your income, and He will fill your barns with wheat and barley, and overflow your wine vats with the finest wines. Young man, do not resent it when God chastens and corrects you, for His punishment is proof of His love. Just as a father punishes a son he delights in to make him better, so the Lord corrects you. The man who knows right from wrong and has good judgment and common sense is happier than the man who is immensely rich. For such wisdom is far more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing else compares with it. Wisdom gives a long, good life, riches, honor, pleasure, peace. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who eat her fruit. Happy is the man who keeps on eating it. The Lord's wisdom founded the earth. His understanding established all the universe and space. The deep fountains of the earth were broken open by his knowledge, and the skies poured down rain. Have two goals: wisdom, that is, knowing and doing right, and common sense. Don't let them slip away, for they fill you with living energy and are a feather in your cap. They keep you safe from defeat and disaster and from stumbling off the trail. With them on, you can sleep without fear, and you need not be afraid of disaster or the plots of wicked men. For the Lord is with you. He protects you. Don't withhold repayment of your debts. Don't say some other time if you can pay now. Don't plot against your neighbor. He is trusting you. Don't get into needless fights. Don't envy violent men. Don't copy their ways. For such men are an abomination to the Lord, but he gives his friendship to the godly. The curse of God is on the wicked, but his blessing is on the upright. The Lord mocks at mockers, but helps the humble. The wise are promoted to honor, but fools are promoted to shame. Reading Living Proverbs, the old message in modern language. We have read Proverbs chapters 1, 2, and 3. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with Living Proverbs.